Almighty God, without whose help labor is useless, without whose light search is vain, we, thine unworthy servants, here gathered together in thy name, do most humbly beseech thee to send down thine heavenly wisdom from above to direct and guide us in all our deliberations, and laying aside all private interests, prejudices, and partial affections, the result of all our counsels may be to the glory of thy blessed name. Amen.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the time is now past 10. I move that SO5 to be suspended to commence the business of the House.
Any seconder?
Mr. Speaker, I so second.
Honorable members, it has been moved and seconded that SO5 to be suspended so the business of the House may commence. It's been past 10. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it. Yes, Mr. Leader.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I beg your indulgence for making short amendments on the order paper. That refers to item 3, laying of papers. Instead of the honorable Chairman R.M. Barr, the honorable from Kono District, Pomba Kodioma, will lay the papers respectively.
Honorable members, I take it that there is no objection to that. Mr. Clerk, please take note.
Record of votes and proceedings for Tuesday, 9th June 2016.
Is it Tuesday or Thursday? Madam, go over that. She did say Tuesday, not so?
Yes.
Yes, Madam. Go over it. It is Tuesday on the other paper, but the vote and proceeding in question is Thursday. So let there be an amendment. So I will take it that the paper is amended accordingly.
Record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 9th June 2016.
Honorable members, we'll go to the votes and proceedings for Thursday, 9th June 2016. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 3. Yes, give him the mobile mic, please, Mr. Clark. Mr. Clark, please. Would you like to stand? Mr. Clark, yes, she's the deputy clerk. You should know when reference is made to you. In the absence of the clerk, you take responsibility. You know that?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. You have to ensure that the table mics are fully operational. Please. It is ridiculous, sadly ridiculous. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, on Thursday, I think I met you in your office asking for your leave because on that day I went to see the medical board. So you permitted me permission
you
to
did,
be.
You did, you did.
So I thought it should.
Honorable, you are speaking and I'm speaking. You did. He did meet me in my office, but did he communicate that to the clerk?
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
Okay. Mark him down absent with excuse, please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. And page 6. There have been other amendments. Will somebody move for the adoption of the rules and proceedings for Thursday, 9th June 2016? Any seconder? It has been moved and seconded that the votes and proceeding for Thursday, 9 June 2016 be adopted. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 9 June 2016 has been adopted. Laying of papers. Honorable Komba E. Kodoyoma.
Please say what his position is in this respect. Mr. Clerk, please guide the lady. Say what the position of Komba Kodoyoma is in this respect, because he's not laying the paper in his ordinary capacity.
Laying of papers. Honorable Komba E. Kodoyoma, Deputy Chairman.
Of
the Public Accounts Committee.
Honorable members, will have to understand because
thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I beg to lay on the table of this honorable house the following documents. 1. Audit Service Sierra Leone Final Management Letter on the Audit of the African Capacity Fund, ACBF, for the year 2014. 2. African Capacity Building Foundation Financial Statements for 19 months ended 31st December 2014.
Komba, sorry, please go back to your seat. African, we go to two, Roman two.
Two, under Roman three. Two.
African Capacity Building Foundation financial statements for 19 months ended 31st December. Is it ended or ending? Which is it? It ended. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
B. Honorable Leonard S. Fofana, Deputy Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, taking the cue from the honorable speaker, I think we are going to amend the order paper so that everybody will know the capacity in which I'm being this paper. I'm the acting majority leader and acting government business. I wish the other people had met everybody.
Yes, Leonard, that was what the Honorable Fudu Yaku said. One day, King Sefna King. That's so true.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Honorable Mr. Speaker, honorable members. I bear to lay on the table the following documents. 1. Annual report of the National Electoral Commission, NEC, Sierra Leone for the year ended 2015. 2, National Electoral Commission Sierra Leone Strategic Plan 2015 to 2019.
Bill. The Local Government Amendment Act 2016, introduction and first reading. The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development.
Yes, I know. What do you have on the other paper?
The Minister of Local Government and Community Development.
I don't know whether there has been an amendment on that or a correction. It needs to be rural development. But now we hear community development. Let the minister take the podium and help us. Mr. King. The minister has been sufficiently briefed. Yes, Mr. Minister. Your first assignment is to make a correction of this, or tell us what it is. The designation.
Yeah, the minister. It should be the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Mr. Speaker.
And rural development, please. Let's have that corrected.
Okay. Honorable Speaker, Members of Parliament, I move that the bill entitled the Local Government Amendment Act 2016 be read the first time.
Mr. Minister, you should not have taken your seat. If you have waited for you to be told to sit down.
Sorry, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, Mr. Minister, sit down. Honorable members, the question is that the bill entitled the Local Government Amendment Act 2016 be read the first time. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
The bill entitled the Local Government Amendment Act 2016 has been read the first time. Second reading.
Honorable Speaker, Members of Parliament, I move that the bill entitled the Local Government Amendment Act 2016 be read the second time. Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members, the proposed amendment of Section 5 of the Local Government Act 2004 is for the purpose of extending the tenure of office of councillors in certain instances when elections cannot be conducted within the timeline stipulated by law. Amendment of Section 8 of the Statutory Instrument Number 16 of 2005 is for the purpose of extending the tenure of office of the village town heads in the Western Area Rural District so it is aligned with the current tenure of office of the councillors. Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members, the bill presented is to amend the Local Government Act 2004 to provide for the postponement of local council elections where localities have not been divided into wards in accordance with Regulation 2 of the wards, boundary delimitation. Regulation 2008, Constitutional Instrument No. 2 of 2008, so as to afford the Electoral Commission time to undertake ward boundary delimitation and for other related matters. I wish to inform you that the two proposed amendments have been extensively discussed and approved by Cabinet. Government is cognizant of the huge financial implications for conducting elections, especially at the time when we are embarking on the post-Ebola recovery program. Mr. Speaker, this Honorable House is therefore invited to consider and approve the proposed amendment to facilitate the speedy implementation of the boundaries delimitation exercise and to prepare for the conduct of local government elections. Having said that, Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members, I therefore move that the bill be read the second time.
Honorable Members, the question is that the bill entitled the Local Government Amendment of 2016 be read the second time. Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Before I start my intervention, Mr. Speaker, we said it here in this well, time after time, that whenever a debate is on in this well, the MDs should be present. But I've not seen the mayors, neither the chairman of the councils. But notwithstanding that, I think.
Exactly, CD. The Honorable CD is right. So we don't know whether they were invited. Let us proceed.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Notwithstanding that, I think we should go ahead since the minister and his team are here. Mr. Speaker, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to say a few words. I also want to thank the minister, our newly minister of local government, for bringing this bill here for to amend the Local Government Act Section 5 for postponement of the local council elections. Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members, I think this bill is not controversial, it's non-controversial according to my own estimation. So I think I'm giving the indulgence of members to support this bill, so NEC will go back to will go out there and do their assignment. Mr. Speaker, like the minister said, you know, if you go to the Constitution of Sierra Leone 1991, Section 38(1) of the Constitution of Sierra Leone 1991, Act Number 6 of 1991, and Section 2, Subsection 1 of the Wards and Boundary Limitation Regulation, mandates NEC to delimit constituencies and wards respectively. While Section 38(4) of the Constitution and Section 2, Subsection 6 of the regulations I just mentioned, empower NEC to review the division of Sierra Leone into constituencies and wards respectively. But since this have not been done yet, and we know that these boundary limitations should be done at intervals of 5 years for MPs for parliament and 7 years for the council. So I think it is most fitting that the minister is here to ask on behalf of NEC that these elections are postponed. It may interest members to know that the last boundary limitation, Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members, was done in 2006 for the constituencies, and it was also done in 2007 for wards, respectively. So it means that since NEC have not done the boundary limitation set and they go to do the elections, it will be unconstitutional for them to do it. And we don't want any hue and cry in the country to say that NEC have done something that is not constitutional. Mr. Speaker, I'm not going to take much time about this this debate, because it's very clear that NEC have not done all what they have to do to conduct the elections, because now the provisional results for the census is out, and NEC is going to do to take that provisional results to do the boundary delimitation and then subsequently to do the elections. For the village and town headmen, the minister just said sections 8 of the statutory instrument number 16 of 2005 states that the tenure of office for village headmen and town leaders should be 3 years. So that the elections for village headmen and town heads were done in June 2013. And since NEC, again, have not done any boundary delimitation, I also think it's not fitting for them to come and ask for a postponement of the elections. With these few words, I want to give the indulgence of my friends, my colleagues, that we support the minister and NEC, and so we can pass this bill and NEC will go out there and try to do their job. But finally, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, before I sit down, and this one is going directly to the minister. The issue of the amendment of the Local Government Act 2004 is a pressing issue in this parliament. Everybody wants this amendment to be brought to parliament for it to be amended. So we want the minister to explain later on what's the status of the issue on the amendment of the 2004 Local Government Act. I thank you very much.
Yes, Honorable Mustafa Bremer, give him the mobile mic.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the shortest verse in the Bible is "And Jesus wept." Today, I am going to be very brief. The most brief moment. We are facing this amendment. It's not controversial. But my only worry, and I also make it a caution, that is the only caution I want to make, that this thing will not drag on to affect the general presidential and general elections. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, Claude.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members. The bill before us is very short and simple. But let me allay the fears of my honorable MP for Kailau. Don't worry about it. We are on the local government bill. The parent bill only have one subsection, and for the new one we are making two. The proposal is for two additional sub clauses on section 5, but I must make it very clear that the tenure of councillors is no in any way, or the minister is not asking for an extension, a permanent extension of the tenure of councillors. The issue is that in the instances that elections for councillors could not be conducted, then section 2, subsection 2 and 3 can now play. And this is what the minister is asking. Because there is rumor is going in the social media and even in some radio stations that we want to extend permanently the tenure of councillors. Section 5.1 is saying, let me read from the Parents Act. Section 5, elections to a local council shall be conducted every 4 years. And now the addition here is that sub 2, where local council elections are due under subsection, but localities have not been divided into wards in accordance with regulation 2 of the ward boundary, then this comes into play. So I want to allay the fears of each and everyone that the tenure for councillor is still 4 years. Still remains 4 years. And where election could not be conducted, then subsection 2, the proposal now could now apply. Mr. Speaker, honourable members, I heard the minister mentioned the issue about village heads, and even the chair of the local government committee in the House also spoke about it. We are not dealing here as we speak the statutory instrument of village head. It is not properly before this House. We are now dealing with only about the Local Government Act of 2004. Thank you.
Mr.
For the radio, you want to come up with a question? I see that City Tunis has been making the necessary clarification.
Yeah, he's making some clarifications, but I need further clarity on this because I'm confused when the chief whip himself is saying. Because I believe the local council has to do with.
Brother Chief, please sit down for the time being. Yes,
some clarity I'm just seeking. Yeah, that the village heads are part of the local council, and therefore the local council or the ministry has that mandate. So if we are talking about extending in the event we are in, according to the explanation of Chief Whip, we cannot conduct elections, then we can extend. But for Mr. Minister as well, I want him also to further clarify, because honestly, when you are presenting bills, it's the object and the rationale behind that amendment that you are seeking. He did say A, that it is expensive, B, but because if it is expensive, I believe we have passed a budget that captured that one. So let us have some clarity on that. Yeah. Two, the explanation provided by the chief whip that the village heads are not properly before us, but I believe it's the mandate of the local council. So I want, when Mr. Minister is responding, to make clarity for that.
Yeah, Chief.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I am glad that the Minister of Local Government is here and we are trying to amend the 2004 Constitution for the Local Government Act, rather. Sorry.
Honorable Aji, please.
I thank the chairman for the Committee on Local Government for asking that question, that for reminding the minister to really clarify or tell us something about what is happening about the other amendments in the Local Government Act. I'm glad he mentioned that. But the reason why I am up is that I am feeling that Chief the administration is being forgotten. Chief the administration is being pushed to the corner. It's like the Arab and the camel. This is exactly what is happening into chieftaincy.
Chief, this is amendment for council.
It is amendment. I know. It's affecting. It's amendment and it's affecting local government. And the moment they say local government, they always think of the local council that has just come. This is what I want to try to remind the minister, that we are being forgotten. I am very happy that the deputy minister of local government is here. He went to my rescue. I am not on SO23. He went to my rescue. But I want to mention that. But for him, my children would have been in chaos. So that's why I'm saying we should not be forgotten. When they say local government, first people to think of is the chief administration. So if we want to amend, think of that properly. Thank you.
The Honorable Kemoko.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I want to take this opportunity to just look at this particular bill before us. It is very simple and straightforward. Because looking at the situation we are presently and where we are from tells that it is not appropriate for an election. When you look at the local council, they are the body that are dealing with the people out there. And they are working in close consonant with the headmen. They are something like an alignment. They have the same responsibility. But on top of it all, the council supersedes the village head. They are the one that supervise and do an oversight function and delegate responsibility to them, to their various community. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, looking at the provisional statistics report tells us that population is increasing day and night. Specifically of that of the Western Area Rural, it has been shown. The election for local council should have been November, because the previous election was 2012, December. So, in as much as I believe the resources are not available and the mechanism for conducting an election, and looking at the stroke of the Ebola pandemic that affected most of this area, I believe it is very inappropriate for conduction of election. So, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, there's a provision. There's a provision, I believe, it is spelled in the Constitution, that conduction of election must be done by electoral commission. The conducting of election must be done by the electoral commission. And in as much as it is their role, I want colleagues all to join hand and support the minister and ensure that this particular bill before us be amended. I thank you.
Yes, back, Gabby. Give him the mobile mic, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Honorable members, I wish to begin in my capacity as a member of the Legislative Committee. I do not know if this draft was submitted to the Legislative Committee, but I did not attend any such meeting, if it was. So I would like to draw attention to a few things. First of all, the relationship between subsection 1 and subsection 2 of the proposed amendment. Since they are relatively independent, without establishing a clearer relationship, they may look mutually inconsistent. I'll call attention to a recent amendment of similar nature that was done by this parliament, and that was the amendment of subsection 8 of section 38 of the Constitution. That amendment was in effect a proviso to the main provision in the Constitution that was sought to be amended. So the proposed amendment was a proviso, so that notwithstanding the relative incompatibility between the substantive provision and the proviso, but because it was a proviso, it is a condition on the substantive subsection. Talking about subsection 8 of section 38, which was amended. However, in this proposed amendment, subsection 2 is relatively independent of subsection 1. And because of the proposed modification of subsection 1 that is affected in subsection 2, I think the so-called subsection 2 should be made a proviso of subsection 1. I do not know whether I'm making the point clear. So that...
Go on.
So that notwithstanding that subsection 1 affirms the existing provision, just as subsection 8 of section 38 of the previous amendment was also in essence affirming the previous substantive provision, but by bringing a proposed amendment as a proviso dependent upon the substantive provision, it did not create an inconsistency, notwithstanding the difference. So that is the first point I would like to make about this proposed amendment.
So, Dr. Gabi?
Yes,
please. In effect, are you saying that subsection 1 can stand on its own as a subsection, but in the case of subsection 2, the entirety of that really should not be a section in itself? It has to depend, just as a subordinate clause in the case of a principal clause. So you are now saying that this has to depend on section 1, so that number 2 should not become number 2 entirely on its own, but as a proviso to 1.
Precisely, Mr. Speaker. So that is the first main point. Now, as I go to the next point, the so-called subsection 3, which perhaps should really be subsection 2, if we make the subsection 2 a proviso.
Yes.
Now, with your leave, Mr. Speaker, if I may just first of all read it. It says, where local council elections are postponed under subsection 2, the tenure of the councillors shall be extended until such time as the Electoral Commission shall declare nominations for succeeding local council elections. Now again, I would like to go to the last amendment of subsection 8 of section 38 of the Constitution that was done by this Parliament. Mm-hmm. And the proviso to that amendment was the actual amendment added to the substantive subsection 8 of section 38. The proviso read as follows. Provided that where the register of voters has not been reviewed or revised in accordance with this subsection, by elections shall be conducted using the existing register of voters. Now, this new amendment is doing something different from that, in that it is, in fact, suggesting that an extension be effected and the Electoral Commission determines when the voting or election will be done. I have a slight difficulty with that because it leaves in the hands of the Electoral Commission something that should actually be a substantive provision in the law itself. And what it gives to the Electoral Commission is indefinite. There is no suggestion as to the possible length of time in the extension. It just leaves it bland and blank. I think that is a bit risky. It is a bit risky. Because it means, for instance, that where, for example, parliamentary and presidential elections have a mandatory tenure, the local council membership is given an open-ended possible tenure because of what is given to the Electoral Commissioner in subsection 3 of the proposed amendment. I think that should really have been carefully considered to see whether the proviso to subsection 1, as I am suggesting, whether in fact it can be definitely stated, notwithstanding the possible extension. I do not want to propose an alternative amendment, but I think this should suggest, I don't know if this matter went to the legislative committee, but I think the legislative committee should actually look at it and see how to phrase the extension and the timing for the election. So if it has not been submitted, if it was not submitted to the legislative committee, I would suggest that it be so submitted and considered by that committee before the House considers enacting it. Thank you very much.
Dr. Gabi, we did say, and in fact, we had said that for subsequent bills, the legislative committee should have a look at every bill before submission to parliament. We did not say when that would take effect. I have a feeling that we did not have this bill in mind when we said so. So that was why this did not go to the legislative committee. But an alternative to that is, if there is any question or somebody feels strongly about anything, then we could commit this bill, even after passing it here, to the legislative committee. Or, alternatively, we wait. When we come to the committee stage, we look at what you are now saying. So that is the alternative.
The second alternative is the best possibility.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. Acting Minority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, what we have here today it's not working. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, what we have here is a very simple but a very, very important amendment. I say so because we all know and we can understand that definitely we cannot have local council elections now. According to the program, that should have been done this November. But probably because of circumstances beyond our control, that will not now take place. And that is why we have this amendment before us. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, my only concern about extending the tenure of the councillors and of course extending postponing the election itself is that of resources. The minister mentioned resources. Some of our colleagues in their contribution mentioned resources. So I'm wondering what will happen when we are approaching 2018. We have had on several occasions on the other side talking about more time. Is this the beginning of the more time? We need to know. If this is the beginning of the more time, then my honorable members, we have to be very careful. I am very much against more time. We want elections in 2018. We want a change of government. We are ready to take over. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, this bill is giving opportunity to the National Electoral Commission to do boundary delimitation. Because according to them, they are only receiving the census provisional results now. But Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I must say here, even though our development partners have given the green light for the provisional result, I still want to say as a party that we strongly reject it. We strongly, strongly reject it. It doesn't matter, it does not matter how you feel about it, but as a party, we reject the provisional result based on which the boundary delimitation itself is going to be done. So for us, the process itself may end up being flawed, just as the census provisional results itself. There are so many issues, so many problems associated with that particular census. So many. But as I said, we are doing the amendment today. But please, honorable members, have it at the back of your minds that indeed there is a very serious problem. And when your leader speaks, you should listen. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, this is not a controversial amendment. So I call on every one of us to give it all the support. Thank you.
Honorable members, perhaps at this stage, I have to remind members of parliament, or better still, to tell you, or effectively to advise, that whenever the Honorable Sidi Mohammed Tunis stands to speak as the acting minority leader, you should see him more than that. Mr. Leader.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members. Since every speaker has said that the proposed amendment is non-controversial, I'm not going to inject any controversial issues in this amendment. The fact of the matter, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, is that local government has been with us for a very long time in this country. Our earlier politicians, who are now no longer here, got their training in local government institutions. There were days when going to the district council was a very special privilege. And he trained a lot of politicians who subsequently metamorphosed into parliament here, and some of them became ministers in our governance system previously. This is the tradition the government wants to continue, and I want to allay the fears of the Honorable Paramount Chief from Mwemba that in the process of doing this, chiefdom administrations are not forgotten at all, absolutely. Chiefdom administrations and paramount chiefs are an integral part of the system of local government. When we come to discuss the Constitutional Amendment Act, we will be doing justice to the role of the chiefdom administrations, and without preempting the importance of the local government administrations, the chiefdom administrations, we have a pending bill, the Civil Registration Act, that is going to be coming to this House, will indeed endorse the role, the important role, the chiefdom administrations have to play in the process of local government. So I want to allay the fears of the Paramount Chief and his colleagues that this government will no doubt think about the role of the paramount chiefs in local government administration. That is going to be the bedrock and the foundation of the system that we are going to adopt. Mr. Speaker, the Amendment 6 we had done, like the Honorable Jabi from Kailan said, a corresponding amendment in the Constitution. This amendment merely seeks, it does not extend the time, but when elections are not possible and feasible, to be able to extend the time of the elections. And in the right thinking mind of everybody, not even NEC will indefinitely postpone an election for whatever purposes. The government has nothing to gain from an open-ended postponement of a local government election. So the bill merely seeks, but elections are predicated on the conclusion of a lot of programs. All have to be conducted by NEC and other institutions. You have been reading the papers about the exchange of correspondence between the SLPP party and the Statistician General. The middle spread of a lot of newspapers have carried these articles and letters from both the SLPP and the Statistician General, and they've been copying our development partners, they've been copying other people who have participated in the provisional census results. Be that as it may, we believe when the census results come out, it will be credible and acceptable by this nation. Because this is being done by strictly professional people without any interference into their jobs that they are doing. But elections are predicated on the results, not only on the provisional results, but also the boundary delimitations. So if all these things have to be completed before elections can take place, we need indeed to give time to ourselves so that the elections can be credible when they are subsequently conducted. Without that, no elections can be, because that's the foundation on which elections are going to be held, be it local government or national elections. The democratic system in this country is very well laid now. By the same token, if a party wins an election for a second time, you don't cry foul because elections have been won. It only means that government has been doing well and the electorate, the nation, has decided to return them to power. We have had on the African continent multi-party systems where a single party has stayed in office for over 50 years. We are not saying that we are going to stay in office for 50 years, but for God's sake, if we are able to win an election again, don't cry foul. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, having said that, I want to thank Dr. Boubacar Jabi for his whatever you wish, rather you'll get it. I want to thank the Honorable Dr. Boubacar Jabi from Kailan for his suggested, I hope one day when we go to committee stage in the amendment process, we'll be able to take account of his suggestion. I want to thank the other members of parliament who have so eloquently contributed to this bill. As I said, Mr. Speaker, the bill merely seeks to make a small amendment. Like the Chief Whip has informed us already, the entire Local Government Act of 204 is undergoing a process, and when that materializes, a comprehensive amendment of that bill, of that act, will come before this House. Again, we will make sure that the local government system, as it affects the paramount chiefs, will be taken into consideration in the amendment. I thank you very much for your various contributions, and I plead and that we'll hastily amend this, we'll hastily do the amendment at the committee stage. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker, honorable members.
Mr. Minister, nobody has asked you.
Sorry.
No, I understand you are new to this. So because of that, you are forgiven.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Honorable members, before I call on the minister to respond, I see something that has happened today which has pleased me a great deal. And if I have my way, I would even want to make it a directive from this chair. I'm referring to the presence of the Deputy Minister in the Ministry of Local Government. Mr. Minister, I recognize your presence. It is always ideal when a minister comes to pilot a bill, the deputy or deputies, as the case may be, should be in attendance. Because at any time where the substantive is not available, the responsibility squarely falls on the deputy to represent him and represent him effectively, him or her effectively. Although in the case of the deputy minister we are referring to, we know that he has had a lot of experience, no doubt about that. But this is what I would want to see. Whenever there is a bill being piloted in this chamber, let all the deputies be in attendance. Secondly, I want to openly commend the Honorable Chief Baikur for heeding my directive. Today I see so many paramount chiefs. And in particular, I see Chief Kebi. Mr. Minister, I now call on you to respond.
Thank you. Thank
do,
you.
Do I have to? That which is an obligation, really, should not be, because okay, Mr. Minister, go on.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Honorable members, let me express my sincere thanks and appreciation to members of parliament, my chairman for the local government committee in parliament, for vividly analyzing the issues relating to my ministry and also calling on members to approve this amendment. On the issue of the Local Government Act 2004, as already explained by the Deputy Majority Leader, the acting Majority Leader, the person of Honorable Leonard Fofana, who happens to be one of my mentors, The process.
Mr. Minister, go on.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, as already explained by the acting majority leader, the process to the amendment of the 2004 Local Government Act is ongoing, and very soon my ministry will lead, in the person of me, myself, the Honorable Minister, a presentation of that amendment to Cabinet for Cabinet approval, after which it will be brought before the same Honorable House for ratification. Let me also express my sincere thanks to my uncle, Honorable Mustafa Bremer, from my district. And to allay his fear that the general elections and presidential election will be held come 2018. My government, your government, the government of His Excellency the President, Dr. Ernest Bai Kuruma.
Yes, Mr. Minister, it is only appropriate to say my ministry, but the government.
My ministry. Mr. Speaker, I'm referring to the interest of my leadership to ensure that elections are held in 2018. When a cabinet, when a pre-cabinet briefing was held some time ago, my president urged the commission to ensure that the dates towards the conduct of the elections are followed to the latter. The issue. Let me also express my sincere thanks to. Let me also ensure, express my sincere thanks to Honorable Commander for his expression, and to also thank him for asking members to approve this amendment. The issue of clarity with regards the headmen. The reason for the postponement of heads of village and town heads elections
is in line with Section 8 of Statutory Instrument Number 16 of 2005, which is the regulatory framework for the Office of Village Heads in the Western Area District Council, stipulates that the tenure of office of head of village or town is 3 years, and thus their election must be conducted every 3 years. The last village head elections in the Western Area Rural District were held on the 29th June 2013, while the headmen stroke women were sworn in July 2013. The next elections are therefore scheduled to take place in August 2016. The Commission, however, will not be able to conduct the next elections of head of village and town due to some administrative reorganization by the ministry, by my ministry, the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, it must be noted also that new communities and settlements have developed in the rural areas, and now that the NEC is reviewing boundaries, there is a need to allow the process to finish before the elections are conducted. Also, the current register of voters expired in December 2015, and the NEC plans to update its register for the coming elections in February 2018. It is obvious that if people in these areas are not registered, Mr. Speaker, a lot of people will be disenfranchised for the coming elections. The Commission is therefore, I am therefore requesting this Honorable House, Mr. Speaker, that an extension of tenure for the village heads and towns for their offices align with that of councillors, which is 4 years as enshrined in Section 5 of the Local Government Act 2004. The issue raised by the Paramount Chief. Of course, let me again express my sincere thanks to my honorable mentor, the acting majority leader, for allaying the fear of the Paramount Chief. Of course, this House will agree with me that my government, my ministry is keen, Mr. Speaker.
Only the president can say my government. Go on, Mr. Minister.
Sorry, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker.
Come in, events.
Mr. Speaker, my only intention is to see me back in power come 2018. That's my intention. Also, my sincere thanks for the observation raised by Honorable Jabi, and I believe that those issues raised will be addressed. He's my uncle, of course.
No, in the case of Jabi, Jabi should be his super mentor.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, having said all that, I move that the bill be read a second time.
Honorable members, the question is that the bill entitled the Local Government Amendment Act 2016 be read the second time. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
The bill entitled the Local Government Amendment Act 2016, being an act to amend the Local Government Act 2004 to provide for the postponement of local council elections and for other related matters, has been read a second time. Committee stage.
Committee stage.
Clause 1. Mr. Minister. Clause 1, stand part of the bill.
Mr. Minister.
Mr. Chairman, Honorable Members of Parliament, I move that clause 1 stand part of the bill.
Honorable Members, the question is that clause 1 do stand part of the bill. All those in favor say aye. Okay. Now you look at the button. Honorable members, the minister has moved on clause 1. The debate. Yes, Mr. The Honorable Ajibola Mandi Spain.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I think I should follow up on the suggestions made by Dr. Jamil. Although he has put it in a way that is a little confusing, at the end he came round to say that.
Please give the mobile mic. Yes?
There should be a connection between clause 1 and clause 2 by a proviso. I would suggest that we add after the word 4 years, we'll give it a semicolon, we'll add the words provided that, and we'll continue with where local council elections, etc. This is my suggestion. Pardon? We'll take enough that number 1, number 2, and make it a proviso.
Yeah.
By just adding provided that.
Dr. Jabi, please. Do you agree with that? Give him the mobile mic, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I agree with the suggestion made by my leader of committee that a column be added at the end of subsection 1 and that the so-called subsection 2 commence as a proviso. With the word provided that.
Yes.
That's what he said.
Yes.
So I agree with that.
I agree.
I only want to make one further
yes, go on.
Point to be considered. Mm-hmm. By statutory instrument, the phrase by statutory instrument.
Where does it occur?
Towards the end. The President shall, on the recommendations of the Electoral Commission, by statutory instrument, direct that such elections be postponed. The positioning of that phrase by statutory instrument has a slight appearance of confusion. Is it the recommendation of the Electoral Commission that is by statutory instrument, or is it what the President will decide? So
how would you want it?
I think it should come by statutory instrument, should come immediately after the word shall. The President shall, by statutory instrument, on the recommendation of the Electoral Commission, etc., etc. But the way it is at present written, it appears as if.
Dr. Jabi.
Yes,
I see what you are saying, and I want to agree with you. But in that case, if we say the President shall, by statutory instrument, on the recommendation Now, could we not add as well, the president shall, by statutory instrument, and on the recommendation.
Indeed, that will also be appropriate.
Because of the flow of the...
Yes, but the present positioning of by statutory instrument is a bit confusing.
Yes, I agree with you.
Thank you.
Yes, Chief.
Yes, sir. Is that going to be the amendment?
Yes, that is the amendment.
Well, who is going to propose it, sir?
Well, it has been proposed by the Honorable Ajibola Malispain. Initially, that amendment came from Dr. Jabi, but he has accepted. So we take it that it is generally acceptable. And the point is, Chief, what Dr. Jabi has been trying to say here, we had made a principal amendment. So any other subordinate amendment has to be consistent with the principle. That is what he has been trying to say. And he's right.
I agree, sir.
Yes. Mr. Minister, you agree with the amendment? Hold on, Mr. Minister. Yes. Please. So, in relation or with regards to your own amendment, what do you want us now to do with three? Does it have to be renumbered or what? With three?
My Lord, three, of course, if the. Mr. Speaker, I'm sorry, very sorry. Three, of course, if two is amended as already proposed, then three will not be three.
It will be two.
It will have to be two. But I think the text of three needs reconsideration.
Yes.
And that is why I was suggesting that it be submitted to the legislative committee.
Dabi, with respect to you, we are now in committee stage. So what I would suggest, either you rephrase how you would want it, or we put it roughly, do we have anybody from the law officer department here? Yes. Then we simply tell him to go and rephrase this as the House has suggested. Dr. Jabi, how would you want to have it?
Well, really,
Mr. King, you have no, go and stand there. You have no right to go and tell any member of parliament either to commit a bill or not.
No, I just want to help.
No, please don't. Yes?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I am not in a position to rephrase three. I am just saying that it is necessary for it to be done, but it needs careful consideration.
The Honorable Ajibola Malispain. Okay, Chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the new tool that we are proposing, I think we can say where local council elections are postponed under subsection 2,
under the tenure
of the councillors shall not be extended for more than 3 years.
That is your own amendment. Yes, Aji.
Following on what Dr. Jabi has said, I think it is too late now to be sent to the legislative committee. And I also believe that we can rephrase it here to get a consensus.
We can rephrase
the subsection depend based on what Dr. Jabia said.
Yeah.
His fear is that we will give the Electoral Commission an endless period of deciding when the elections will be held or when to declare nominations. He wants us to limit it. So I think if Dr. Jabia wants to help us, he can do so.
Yeah, well, he said that he is not now presently disposed to do that.
I am imploring him to do so, sir, because it is his idea, and if it is okay, we will follow it. The lead should come from him. If not, we'll leave it as it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Sidi.
Mr. Chairman,
give Sidi the mobile mic, please.
First of all, we have already agreed that is the subsection 3 is now going to be 2. Mm-hmm. Then in line with that, if I read, where local council elections are postponed under subsection 1 instead of 2, mm-hmm. it should not be 1. Mm-hmm. In that case, I will suggest that we leave the whole text with the law officer's department to rephrase it for us. But we'll pass it as it is.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Honorable members, the official from the law officer department is saying that they must be directed.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
What should be done, and is correct. It's right in that. Yes, Chief.
Yes, sir. That is why I suggested the 3 years. More than 3 years.
So, Chief, we read, the tenure of the councillors shall be extended.
For not more than 3 years. For not more than.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes,
Mr. Chairman, the only problem I have with the proposal from the Honorable Praman Chief is that 2 years. But my worry is we don't want it to run into the general elections. Yeah, so I would rather suggest instead of 2 years, I would rather say not more than 6 months. In whichever way, within 6 months you would have prepared yourself because of administrative lapses like he has said. But 2 years will be too long. In fact, let us say, for instance, let me give you the rationale why I don't want 2 years. Yeah, this is for all of us. The 2 years we have said in the substantive is every 4 years, and parliamentary and presidential every 5 years. So if you are saying not more than 2 years, then if you are going to extend not more than 2 years, say for instance you take two. 2 + 4 will give you 6, which means you'll be conducting presidential and parliamentary before, then after you now conduct the local. To me, I don't want that inconsistent. The worst case scenario, either before or simultaneous. So I want us to take cognizance of that.
At this point, honorable members, and with your leave, I'm standing the house down for 30 minutes and ask the legislative committee to go and meet quickly and look at this and come up with something. Honorable members, I'm standing down the house for 30 minutes.
The house resumes.
The house resumes.